This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. The Last War Artist, The War Diaries and Sketches of Cecil Michaelis, is written by Anne Kraft. And as an interesting history, Anne, I think you need to tell us a little bit about who this man is, the fact that he was a war artist, and despite coming from a very privileged background, goes into service as a war artist in the Second World War.
Yes, Cecil Michaelis has a connection to South Africa in that his father was the Rand Lord, Sir Max Michaelis, who was a great South African philanthropist. And even the Michaelis Collection is donated by him. The Michaelis Art School is named after him. That's Cecil's father. So Cecil was born into a family of wealth and privilege. He spent his early childhood in South Africa, and then he went on to study in Oxford and in Paris. His passion really was to be an artist, and so that is why he went on from Oxford to Paris to study with some artists. At the beginning of the Second World War, he was one of the richest men in Britain. He owned a vast estate called Rycott outside of Oxford. And after the French were defeated, he did a great deal to help the French who arrived on the shores of Britain, the Free French Forces. He even bought an aeroplane for de Gaulle. So, I mean, a lot of his early work around in the First World War was as a philanthropist. He set up a hospital. He did many things. He owned property in both Britain and in France. At his home in La Hamas, he also set up a hospital for children. He wanted to join the war effort. He was recruited, and he wanted to join it just as any ordinary soldier might. So he worked his way up. But during his training, he was noticed. And I think one of the qualities he was really noticed for was that he got into trouble easily, if you like me, if I could put it that way, in that he wasn't a man just to take instructions if he thought they were silly instructions. So he showed great independence of spirit and leadership.
We need to get into this background of this man who seems so superficial, a sense of adventure. The artist became a member of SOE. What does that mean?
And yes. I'm about to get onto that. Yes. As an ordinary officer, he was the intelligence officer for his unit. But then he received instructions to appear before a committee. He was told no more. And he was asked one question. Would he rather be Chancellor of the Exchequer or Lawrence of Arabia? Cecil decided that Lawrence of Arabia was the right answer, having an adventurous spirit himself. And so he joined the SOE. He was the man they were looking for.
Tell us what SOE stands for and what it means in terms of what he became.
SOE is the Special Operations Executive. It was formed by Churchill during the war. And Churchill said after the war that the SOE did as much to win the war behind the scenes as what the public knew in front of the scenes. So the SOE did anything. They were recruited both amongst, if you like, criminals and corporals, anybody who could be useful. Cecil was very useful to them. He acted as an instructor for SOE agents. He spent a number of years in Tangier doing all sorts of things, some of which have not yet come to light.
So, in fact, he was a secret agent.
He was a secret agent. Yes, he was a secret agent. One of the interesting things is that as an SOE agent, he was actually written out of the records of the British, in the British archives of the SOE. And that was because the MI6 also recruited Cecil.
So he was their
secret agent too.
Let's keep that as a secret. And to find out more about this very seriously absorbing book, you need to get The Last War Artist, The War Diaries and Sketches of Cecil Michaelis. It's written by Anne Kraft, and what's also very interesting is he is the man who helped establish the Montebello Design Center on what was their estate once upon a time, the Montebello estate. So to get the book, you can go to Montebello Design Center. We've just been speaking to Anne Craft about The Last War Artist. And to keep yourselves informed about what's happening on the visual arts scene, keep in touch with mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Sights Unseen, the current exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville, showcases new acquisitions. On show for the first time and hidden gems not seen in the gallery for many years, works by celebrated artists and some new kids on the block, Franz Stoker and Blessings Ngubane. Open Monday to Friday, 9 to 4:30. Entrance to the gallery is free. Email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za or visit blog.sanlam.co.za and make your date.